A roadside memorial of flowers, toys and cards is growing on a quiet Surrey street where a young girl died Sunday, April 13, in a hit-and-run involving a pickup truck. The six-year-old, identified as Jayla Chong by family members, was on an afternoon stroll with two older siblings when a vehicle struck them on 164th Street, a few meters south of 108th Avenue, in Fraser Heights. Her older sister, 7, and brother, 16, were taken to hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. Police say the driver of a gray pickup truck fled the scene and was arrested about an hour later near 101st Avenue and 160th Street. Alcohol may be a contributing factor in the incident, according to Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton, Surrey Police Media Relations Officer. Photo of crash victim Jayla Chong that rests on a flower-filled roadside memorial in Fraser Heights, as seen on Tuesday, April 15, 2025, on 164th Street south of 108th Avenue in Surrey. Photo, Tom Zilich. On Monday, police confirmed that the suspect was released from custody as their investigation continued. "I just don't understand the judicial system," said Rick, a Langley resident who visited the memorial Tuesday, April 15. "Here you have kids hit by a car and the guy flees. It's just not fair that he's free and out on the streets again. It doesn't seem right. It's very sad." SPS Representative Houghton called the girl's death an unbelievable tragedy. "Our thoughts go out to the family and to the entire community," he said Monday. Houghton said he wanted to assure the public that the suspect's release doesn't mean that charges won't come. "It is under investigation," he added. "These are often lengthy investigations." Growing memorial in Fraser Heights for a little girl killed in a hit-and-run https://t.co/cfcfmpwqqd via at Surrey Now Leader pic.twitter.com/temro6ribbed. Tom Zilich, at Tom Zilich, April 15, 2025. Tom Chong, who identified himself as an uncle of the three kids, said the family has lived in the area for close to 20 years. "The kids all go to school here," he said. "It's a shock." In the wake of Jayla's death, an online fundraiser aims to support her parents, identified as James and Jen, with funeral expenses, and to allow them the time and space to grieve without the added burden of financial stress, says a post on GoFundMe.com. By 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, close to $13,000 had been raised. Jayla's two injured siblings are identified as sister Jordan and brother Cohen. "Jayla loved to craft and was a creative, feisty, sassy little warrior," posted family friend Farida Inthavong. "Her smile could light up a room and whose giggles brought joy to everyone around her. She loved her family fiercely and found happiness in the little things, like squishmallows, which we now imagine fill her heavenly home." Police and paramedics were called to the scene at 4:11 p.m. Sunday. "Anyone who witnessed the incident or who has any information, including CCTV or dashcam footage, is asked to call Surrey Police Service at 604-599-0502 and quote file 2025-19965, Sue, with files from Tricia Leslie.